Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when our politics have been restructured, refocused because of the events in the Middle East. Daniel Henninger of the Wall Street Journal, a Pulitzer Prize winning finalist for editorial writing, is written in his column this week a very important piece that suggests that in one weekend in October, the entire world changed. And the emphasis on foreign policy experience, on foreign policy ability, on presidential leadership has changed enormously. And Mr. Henninger, Daniel, it's always wonderful to speak to you. And under these circumstances, with people expecting a major military thrust into Gaza at any time from the Israeli military, why does that make a difference for the various candidates for the Republican nomination?
Well, Michael, I think it inevitably, as I say, has altered the context of the presidential election. What has gone on in Israel, the Hamas massacres, which everyone by now, I would assume, in the whole world has seen, and most people, not all, but most people are simply appalled and understand that Israel now faces an existential threat from Hamas in the south, and now it looks like possibly Hezbollah, supported by Iran, in the north. This is a possibility that was always out there, but it could consume much of the Middle East, and that, of course, includes Iran. Add that to what's going on in Ukraine, the story as well that's been running in the background for nearly 2 years, the possibility that China might try to take over Taiwan, and indeed it has shown a willingness to do so with the extraordinary amount of incursions that it's made through its jet fighters into Taiwan. It all adds up, Michael, to a reality that the world is shaking, and it is doing so in no small part because our adversaries, Russia, Putin, China, Xi Jinping, and Iran, the mullahs, are challenging U.S. Hegemony in the world, our leadership. And this is going to have to be addressed one way or another. And I think it now means that national security, which had been kind of running in the background of the presidential election, is now very much in the foreground. And it's going to have to be addressed seriously by the Republican candidates, just as I would suggest, Michael, President Biden did this week when he gave that speech to the American people. It was a pretty good speech, but obviously the president and the people around him have decided that it is time for him to start showing that he is capable of that kind of global leadership. That was kind of my takeaway from that, that the president sees an opportunity here and indeed a necessity to become a significant leader. And the Republicans are going to have to address it. They're going to have to, I think they're going to have an answer to it, Michael, that extends beyond merely criticizing the incumbent president. They're going to have to show some vision.
You write in your column, Daniel, that after Donald Trump, days after the massacre, reflexively posted statements of derision about Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and admiration for Hezbollah as very smart, he spent the week refocusing attention on his foreign policy accomplishments. Why you suggest that the big gainers in this refocusing of attention on foreign policy could be Nikki Haley and or Mike Pence. Why not Trump, given the fact that he claims that he was Israel's best friend ever when he was president, and just trumpeting his accomplishments in the Middle East?
I think Trump is certainly in the mix. You can hardly dismiss him, especially since all of the legal assaults on him by Democratic prosecutors have made him such an enormous front runner. And he did indeed have a credible foreign policy, and that included strong support for Israel. My primary concern about Trump at the moment, Michael, is that I think with all the legal things that are going on with his obsession about the 2020 election, there just seemed to be, and I thought his remark about Netanyahu failing him in the 2020 assassination of Soleimani, the head of the Quds forces, was a very odd thing for him to be for the first thing for him to say under the circumstances of the Hamas massacre. And I just think there are just maybe too many disparate things going on in Trump's life and in his mind at the moment for him to be able to focus. And I just have my doubts that it's going to get much better. Again, he is the front runner. If he became president, I think he could probably put together a credible foreign policy team, but we're in a competition for that nomination, and Nikki Haley and Mike Pence are the two other individuals who have credible foreign policy experience. And Mike Pence, especially, whatever his disagreements with Donald Trump, has spent a public career in national security. And I think there is an opportunity there for both Haley and Pence, if they're going to make any headway, to step forward now and describe in some detail what the challenges are before the American people, why we need to increase defense spending, what the trade-offs are going to be, and try to articulate that. I don't think sound bites, whether they're from Donald Trump, Joe Biden, or any of these other candidates, Ron DeSantis, they're not going to work. I think you're going to have to do something more substantial than that to get the American people's attention on the problem that's in front of us right now.
The report over at the National Journal's hotline is that right now only three candidates have qualified for the debates that are coming up the first week in November in Miami. That's the next presidential debate. And the only qualified candidates are Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley and Vivek Ramaswamy. And Vivek Ramaswamy, because of his tilt toward isolationism, I mean, he clearly has been hurt as a credible alternative, hasn't he, by the change that you're talking about?
Yeah, I agree, Michael. I really think Ramaswamy's comments have pretty much disqualified him. There is a contingent, certainly, in the Republican electorate to whom that kind of isolationism appeals. There's no question about it. And I think the one candidate who's struggling with that is Ron DeSantis. For some reason, Governor DeSantis' statements, even the last few days on Israel, are really a little bit hard to decipher. He seems to be qualifying his remarks in a way that is intended to appease a constituency out there. And I think the constituency is the one that Ramaswamy was appealing to, and to some extent Donald Trump, the isolationist. And so he comes across as simply unclear in his intentions about the United States' role in the world. Boils down to those three only in that debate, the opportunity for Nikki Haley will be huge. And assuming Donald Trump doesn't show up.
Tremendous, yes. Yeah, well, Trump has just scheduled a mass rally in Hialeah, Florida, which is about 15 miles from the debate location. So he's going to try to get people to shout loud enough so the debaters can hear at least the cries of his supporters. Daniel Henninger, his important column, Israel Reboots the U.S. Election, linked at our website at michaelmedved.com. We will be right back with Iran and not ignoring their influence and involvement coming up.
more of Michael Medved in a moment.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, Tom Cotton, as somebody who has served the United States as an officer in our military, served in the Middle East. He represents the state of Arkansas in the United States Senate. He went on Fox News to talk about the hidden hand, as he perceives it, behind a great deal of the turmoil we are seeing, particularly in the Middle East. Listen.
it's important that we don't see these in isolation. There's been at least 7 attacks on Americans in the region just in the last 2 days. In addition to these cruise missiles being fired out of Yemen, this is all the hidden hand of Iran. All these organizations, Hezbollah, Hamas, the Houthi groups in Yemen, militias in Iraq, are all funded by Iran. They're directed by Iran. Iran has said to them, you're off the leash. It's free open hunting season on Americans. Again, just take the example from Yemen. Yemen isn't known for having cruise missiles. They didn't just make those in the mountain passes there. They received that technology from Iran. Mm-hmm. And I think it's incumbent on President Biden to make it perfectly clear to Iran that we will not tolerate attacks on Americans. This is exactly what President Trump had to say a couple times to Iran, that if these proxy groups harm an American, we will treat it as Iran launching a direct attack on the United States and respond proportionally.
And that, of course, given the presence of Americans there, particularly in the vicinity of Israel, would be a very serious warning indeed. Speaking of warnings, there is a piece about President Trump's reaction to the fact that two of his fellow defendants in the Georgia case that has been launched against him for basically trying to overturn a legitimate election. Donald Trump, they report in Raw Story, insisted upcoming criminal trials involving himself and others charged with trying to overturn his 2020 election loss would expose evidence of election rigging against him. And he ominously vowed not to let 2020, a legitimate election that he and his followers have failed to prove rigged, happen again. The former president and 18 others were charged with racketeering in Fulton County, Georgia, and his former campaign lawyers, plural now, Sidney Powell, became the second to plead guilty Thursday after agreeing to testify in the case one day before she was set to stand trial alongside conservative lawyer Kenneth Cheeseborough. And Cheeseborough has also now indicated that he is pleading guilty and is cooperating with prosecutors. And Trump put on social media, does anyone notice that the election rigging Biden administration never goes after the riggers, but only after those that want to catch and expose the rigging dogs? The rigging dogs is an interesting phrase. He has a capital R for rigging, but just a lowercase d for dogs. So I guess they don't even get to the level of being big dogs. This was posted on Truth Social this morning. Massive information and 100% evidence will be made available during the corrupt trials started by our political opponent, singular. We will never let 2020 happen again. Look at the result. And then all in caps, our country is being destroyed. And then MAGA, 3 exclamation points. With all of this going on and Trump's continued refusal to debate, the idea of this rally that is scheduled on the night of the third debate, which is coming up sooner than you would realize, it's coming up before the government shutdown. The debate is scheduled on November 8th, which is at the same time that the Trump rally in Hialeah, located roughly 15 miles away. Speaking of refusal to debate, there is Ilhan Omar, who is one of the extremely hysterical squad members. She is one of the 2 Islamic women in the Congress of the United States, Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib. Rashida Tlaib is Palestinian in her background. Ilhan Omar is not. She is from Somalia. And she started screaming, actually, about Israel defending it as she was talking to reporters outside the U.S. Capitol, and notice the absence of any comment at all about the Hamas terrorists who slaughtered more than 1,000 innocent civilians. The podium that she was speaking at had the message, "Ceasefire now." Here is Ilhan Omar.
Israel has dropped more bombs in the last 10 days than we dropped in a whole year in Afghanistan. Where is your humanity? Where is your outreach? Where is your care for people?
Where is your humanity? Where is your care? Well, actually, President Biden did secure an agreement from Egypt to allow emergency supplies into Gaza. But you'll notice that she talks about the bombs that were dropped by Israel without any reference at all to the provocation that caused all of that. And then there's also less serious news. Well, maybe less serious. There had been a flurry of attention for a Colorado Bigfoot sighting, and apparently having to do with a claim that video was secured to prove the existence of this mysterious and elusive primate. This became an item for discussion on the Stephen Colbert Show. Listen.
Now, we cover a lot of tough issues on the show. If you watch, you know that. We don't skirt away from the tough issues. But I'll admit that sometimes we fail to talk about the issue that matters most to you and your family, Bigfoot. Well, I have incredible news, because a new Bigfoot sighting shows clear video evidence of Sasquatch walking. Walking? Well, that must be what the big feet are for. It's got to be real. Which means it's time for the latest installment of my cryptozoologic segment.
Squatch Watch!
An elusive creature. I just squatted down.
Oh, my God! Squatting down! Harry's dropping the Hendersons off of the pool.
Okay, there is more. I will say I've looked several times at this very brief video. The video is much more brief, much less time. It's only a few seconds. And I wish I could say this was conclusive and that it moved us in the direction of authentication of Sasquatch, but not quite. Speaking of authentication, there is a new documentary that is coming out soon through Fathom Events, which is just remarkable, exposing some of the...
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. The Palestinian militant group Hamas has released two U.S. hostages. Family member Martin Fletcher.
Obviously a huge sigh of relief and at the same time concerned that there's so many more hostages.
Hamas cited humanitarian reasons for allowing the American mother and her daughter from Chicago to go free, as the mother is in poor health. President Biden announced from the White House today that humanitarian aid is set to start flowing into Gaza in the coming days. He said he has secured commitments from Israel and Egypt to open the Rafah border crossing connecting Egypt to Gaza. Big Hollywood stars, including George Clooney, Ben Affleck, and Scarlett Johansson, have stepped up to aid in resolving the SAG-AFTRA-ACTOR strike. They're putting forth a combined contribution of $150 million to eliminate the cap on SAG-AFTRA dues, thereby providing crucial support to areas within the union that require assistance. John Schaefer, USA News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Welcome back to the Michael Medved Show, where it is a distinct honor to be able to welcome to this program a CEO from Hollywood. But it's not really Hollywood because he does his work out of Denver or a ranch nearby Denver. And he is changing the movie world, including a remarkable film that is being released October 23rd and 24th. All across the country, I hope around the world. The gentleman we're welcoming is Ray Nutt, who is the CEO for Fathom Events. And the film involved is called Beyond Utopia. We're going to be giving a full review a little bit later in the program. But it's about the nightmare evil prison of North Korea and some heroic attempts to help families get out of that prison. Ray Nutt, how did you become interested as CEO of Fathom Events in the subject of North Korean oppression?
Well, first, thank you for having me on, Michael. It is one of the most oppressed places on the planet. And, you know, we took a look at the film, and what's interesting to me about the film, not only the fact that Fathom is one of the leaders in documentaries, but the footage on this is incredible. And, you know, you're following a pastor and several families trying to escape from this oppressed territory, and you feel like you're right there, and you really are, because they're right next to them, shoulder to shoulder, filming some horrific scenes and an escape attempt that is awesome, and it really goes beyond what you might see on television or anywhere else. So it's very exciting. It's a real nail biter.
It is, and I've never seen anything like it. And the one thing you can't help but wonder as you're watching this film is there's a couple with two adorable young daughters and an 80-year-old grandmother who are trying desperately to escape from North Korea for a new life in the South. And they can't just cross the border, because the border between North and South Korea has been planted with literally hundreds of thousands of landmines, and you would blow up. So they have to go all the way around through Vietnam and Laos, and then on a boat trip through Thailand. And am I correct that when this was being filmed, you didn't know whether this very sympathetic young family was going to make it or not?
No, I think that's the thing about this, is that you don't know, and they encounter all kinds of, you know, crossing rivers and horrible weather conditions, and it just shows you the desire that these people have to, you know, leave this territory and for a better life. And so, I mean, just courageous people. It's it absolutely is a must-see.
And the central character, Sun Jun Kim, who is a pastor in Seoul and was himself a former escapee from North Korea, he has rescued, what is it, close to 1,000 people who he's helped to get out of North Korea, where they're risking their lives literally in order to help these folks escape. And fairly remarkable guy, huh?
Yeah, he's, I'll tell you, he risks his life every time he does this, and you'll see his courage as well as the family's courage in this documentary. And by the way, this is a very, very important doc. This doc has won different awards at film festivals. It won the Audience Award for best documentary at the Sundance Film Festival and several others. So this, you're going to hear a lot more about Beyond Utopia.
And it's very important because it not only follows this adventure of these people trying to escape North Korea, but there's a very sympathetic portrayal of a mother who had to leave her 10-year-old son behind when she escaped to South Korea, and now she's trying to reconnect with him. It's all heartbreaking, and especially with some of the harsh things that are going on in the world around us, it hits with real impact. Now, through Fathom Events, this is showing at theaters, and you appear, Ray Nutt, to have a real commitment that people should get that group cinematic impact, that it's more important with some films, like one that has a sense of immediacy as Beyond Utopia. It's important that people see this in theaters, not just stream it at home. That is that a core commitment for Fathom Events?
Yeah, I mean, we distribute our content predominantly to movie theaters. There are other places like churches that we have a deal with that we distribute our content to, but it's predominantly theaters. And the reason for that, well, one of the reasons for that is we're owned by the three largest theater circuits in the world, AMC, Regal, and Cinemark, but we distribute our content to a number of different theater circuits as well beyond that. And it's the communal experience, Michael, that people need to have together. And I know people use that cliche a lot, but until you actually sit shoulder to shoulder in an auditorium with people and that are, you know, somebody's trying to tell a story and you're all experiencing it the same way, that's really what it's all about. I spent the better part of my career on the exhibition side of the business, probably 30 years. And the reason I moved over to the distribution side of the business was because I wanted to make a difference in the type of content that people were consuming in a movie theater. And Beyond Utopia and other things that we do with that, and we do about 100 events a year, films a year, that's predominantly the reason why I'm where I'm at right now, is to make a difference in people's lives in terms of what they witness and experience on that big screen.
You've done in the past remarkable work with The Chosen, which has been wildly successful. Now, that was originally released on TV, but now you're doing, what is it, the fourth season of The Chosen on the big screen. And this is obviously one of the most successful biblical projects of recent times. Do you think it's going to be a different experience for folks on the big screen?
Well, we're doing a couple of different things actually that are coming up. We just announced Christmas with the Chosen. That's going to be December 12th through the 17th. And that's a blend of the messengers, if your listeners are familiar with that, and the shepherd. And there's going to be some never-before-seen performances by people such as Andrea Bocelli. I know The Chosen was just over in Italy filming that. And so we've got that going first. And then we just announced something historic in movie theaters, although we've done a couple of episodes of season. We did season 3, episodes 1 and 2 and 7 and 8. This year we're going to do season 4 and do all 8 episodes beginning February 1st. So it'll be running through February into early March, and it'll give people an opportunity to see it there before they see it, in the movie theater communally before they see it on TV.
All remarkable. People can read about what is coming next from Fathom Events at michaelmedved.com. Also, stay with us. We're going to give you a full review of this amazing new film. And honestly, it's a knockout. You've never seen anything like it. It's certainly going to be one of the best films of the year on my list for 2023. That's Beyond Utopia, that film that not only gives you an adventure story about a couple of real-life families, but also historical background and context of everything that has made North Korea the hell on earth that it is. We will be right back with reviews for Beyond Utopia and for Martin Scorsese's new film with Leonardo DiCaprio and Robert De Niro and Brendan Fraser and more. It is called Killers of the Flower Moon. Coming up on the MedMed Show. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison. And above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there have been all sorts of warnings that have been issued about this weekend and about the weeks going forward about dangers that have been posed by hate groups that actually want to punish people, in some cases, for their religious faith. And yes, this does involve examples of anti-Semitism and of Islamophobia. The one hope that I have is that we can live up to the best of our American instincts and of our American past and show the ability in a dark time and a time of conflict and misunderstanding to affirm our respective faiths. And I will say that last week and this week coming up, I've never been more eager to go to services over the Sabbath. Meanwhile, for people who also find profound satisfaction from movie making, there are two remarkable movies that we're covering this week. The Fanfare from Hollywood, please. Okay, Killers of the Flower Moon is the latest work, and it may be a career-topping work in some ways by the great filmmaker Martin Scorsese. And he has made so many remarkable films, going all the way back to Mean Streets, which was his breakthrough performance. He's done a lot of movies about the mafia, about organized crime, about violence and the significance of violence. This is a different kind of murder mystery, because the mystery is right there on screen for you to watch. But how it's going to turn out is something that, unless you've read the book that inspired this film, it's a true story of what happened in Oklahoma in the 1920s. It came out in award-winning book form and best-selling book form 5 years ago. Now it has been faithfully adapted into the movie. The setting is a territory that is occupied by Osage Indians, and in their reservation, as it turned out, they discovered oil. This is shown near the very beginning of the movie. And that oil made the members of the tribe phenomenally rich. There was a time period when the typical household living on the Osage reservation was getting, adjusted for inflation, $600,000 a year. in money. And, of course, they also attracted a large number of non-Indians, of so-called outsiders, who came to the Osage Reservation and tried to take advantage of all this wealth. Among the most successful people in that endeavor was a gentleman known as the King of the Osage Hills. That's played by Robert De Niro. He is visited by his nephew, who's just gotten done with his service in World War I and is eager to make a buck in the plains of Oklahoma in Killers of the Flower Moon. That veteran from World War I, played by Leonardo DiCaprio. Listen.
Money flows freely here now.
I do love that money, sir.
This wealth should come to us.
The time is over.
This is going to be another tragedy.
When this money started coming, we should have known it came with something else.
You've got to take back control of your home.
I was sent down from Washington, D.C. to see about these murders.
See what about them?
See who's doing it.
Expecting a miracle to make all this go away. You know they don't happen anymore.
Okay, that's Jesse Plemons, who plays an FBI man. It's the early days of the FBI, because this is the 1920s. There's no appearance made by J. Edgar Hoover. The problem is that what's happened in the Osage country, where there were a number of people who married Indian women because they were entitled to some of this tremendous oil wealth, and then terrible things like killings happened to those Indian women. That's how the FBI got involved. Look, the film is beautifully crafted. I mean, gorgeous camera work taken on location in Oklahoma. The cast is phenomenal. One of the women who marries one of the white outsiders is played by Lily Gladstone, who is, of course, Native American, and she's remarkable in the film, will probably get an Oscar nomination for it, as will Leonardo DiCaprio and probably Robert De Niro, too. The acting is tremendous. The problem with the film, and it is something of a problem, it sounds churlish to mention it, it's 3.5 hours long. I mean, we've had a lot of movies that are 2 hours, 2.5 hours. 3.5 hours long is, well, it's difficult, but the film is so inventive and it's so beautifully crafted that you want to stick with it. There's also such a clear delineation between innocence and guilt, and the bad guys are so incredibly bad and loathsome that it takes away a little bit of the tension from the film itself. 3 stars, if it were a little bit shorter, it would probably be 4 and deserving of 4. It's certainly one of the more interesting and substantive films of the year. It's rated R for some scenes of truly brutal violence, including a particularly intense scene about handling a body after death. 3 stars for Killers of the Flower Moon. Beyond Utopia is a documentary, and it follows the commitment of a pastor in Seoul, South Korea, who dedicates his life to rescuing people from North Korea as he himself escaped from North Korea. And some of the dialogue is difficult to understand because it's in Korean, and there's more that's spoken with a thick Korean accent. But the subtitles in the film make it much easier to follow. Listen.
So waking up one day and realizing that you are born on a completely different planet, and everything you learned was lies, and the heroes you worshipped were actually monstrous villains.
In North Korea, there is no freedom of religion, there's no freedom of thought, there's no freedom of press.
The regime told us we are living in utopia, but we are captured in a huge virtual prison.
Okay, and do you see scenes of that prison in which they are captured? And it's extraordinary how they put together this footage. And they follow the actual escape attempt of a family with a couple and two lovely kids and a grandmother who's 80. And you end up caring about these people as you follow them through China, out of North Korea, they go to China, and then they go to Indochina and to Vietnam and to Thailand and eventually have to catch a boat. And the closeness with which they escape is genuine, because the filmmakers and the people escaping North Korea would have been in great deal of trouble if, well, don't want to give away the full end of the film. Beyond Utopia is rated PG-13. It probably should be rated R, because there are some scenes, brief scenes, of torture and beatings in North Korea, authentic scenes. None of it is recreations, and they make that point about the film. This is going to be playing in theaters on two nights, on October 23rd and 24th, through Fathom Events. 3.5 stars for Beyond Utopia. And again, it is one of those films that, along with many others, that will make you grateful to be here in the USA. Coming up next week, we'll be speaking to Mike Pompeo, former Secretary of State. What about the Biden foreign policy? How has it changed, and changed either for the better or the worse, with a new administration? We'll be speaking to President Trump's former Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo. We'll also be talking to David Leonhardt, who is a columnist for the New York Times, emphasizing economic issues and the impact of the economy on America's foreign policy positions and our political future. Plus, we're honored to have on one of the most respected political voices in the state of Israel, Mark Regev, who's a senior advisor to the Prime Minister. That and much more coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Hey, old man. Yeah, you, baby boomer. Are you feeling tired, run down, old, have aches and pains? Do you have a lack of energy that you once had in your youth? Carbon 60 is a new technology to help you restore your youth. Now, this is not hype or a gimmick. You see, Carbon 60 detoxifies you at the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. The results reported with energy, health, and vitality are nothing short of miraculous. In short order, you'll notice a difference in a few days. It's not a drug. It's carbon. Give us a call at Greska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.